Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. The state Senate today is expected to approve a bill that would provide a modest increase in Pennsylvania's minimum wage. If it happens, the bill will go to the House, where it's likely to sit for a while. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports.
Majority Republicans in the state Senate may have a deal with Governor Wolf on a minimum wage hike, but Republicans who control the House do not. Mike Straub, spokesman for the House Majority Leader, says the Senate bill will get a closer look by House GOP members.
The focus of the House remains helping Pennsylvanians earn as much as possible, and if it just determines that it's in this bill, that'll be the direction we go. But at this point, we're still focused on pathways to careers that pay far beyond the minimum wage.
The governor had previously sought an initial minimum wage hike to $12 an hour, followed by gradual increases to $15 an hour, but the Senate bill starts at $8 an hour before reaching an eventual $9.50 an hour in 2022. Later today, the South Jersey High School football game that was interrupted by gunfire Friday night wraps up at the Link. Ahead of the game's conclusion, Atlantic County Prosecutor Damon Tyler decided to hold a news conference.
To applaud the efforts, the collaborative efforts of all of the law enforcement agencies that took place in the identification and capture of the suspects.
There were six arrests over the weekend in the shooting that happened in the stands. Police officer Nina Mitchell was off duty that night and was just arriving to the game in Pleasantville as a fan.
As I drove up, I could see all the kids just running out, the adults trying to get out over the fence because they couldn't find an exit to get out.
She says she ran right in to help anyway, didn't think twice about it.
That's what makes their actions truly heroic, because they are never off duty.
Three people were shot that night, including a 10-year-old boy who's still in critical condition. Well, New Jersey is stepping up efforts to create offshore wind farms thanks to an executive order from Governor Murphy. The story from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Murphy used an event at the Liberty Science Center in Jersey City to announce a commitment to creating a network that, instead of providing 3,500 megawatts of power by 2030, will go to 7,500 megawatts by 2035.
When we meet this goal, our offshore winds will generate enough electricity to power more than 3.2 million New Jersey homes.
Former Vice President Al Gore joined in with his environmental message, calling climate change a life or death battle.
Former Vice President Gore told the crowd, if President Trump is defeated for re-election next year, his successor could recommit America to the Paris Climate Accords Mr. Trump's pulling out of. Well, neighbors held a vigil last night in memory of the 4-year-old child who died this month after what police called years of abuse. About a dozen people turning out to remember 4-year-old Zaya Singleton. Darlene Cirillo is with the Francisville Civic Association.
We're all here to support one another and be there for each other in times of hardship.
Also on hand, Pastor Emily Gamazi.
I think it's so important to show up in these times of just utter grief and sadness and be present in the community and come together as a community.
38-year-old Samelia Brown is charged with murder in the child's death. The Philadelphia School District is planning a quicker response to problems in school buildings. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports the district is launching a plan that includes hiring more workers so it can respond to environmental problems within 24 hours.
Superintendent William Height at a headquarters news conference said the district is using $12 million of $500 million it's borrowing to address environmental concerns at its aging buildings. He says the goal is to eliminate the current backlog of asbestos work orders by next September.
These are lofty goals, but we also know we need to get this right.
Height says addressing lead paint and eliminating known asbestos issues would cost an additional $150 million over the next 5 years.
The announcement came amid word that asbestos concerns were forcing the relocation of preschoolers from Pratt Elementary School. The district closed the North Philadelphia school in 2013, but early childhood programs continued there. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.